gave the fashionistas a dose of Coco and Chanel at Paris Fashion Week.
Ooh.
And we have another dish debate that'll have you thinking less about looks and more about love.
Also, later on, I sit down with Ethan Hawke and the cast of the new thriller, The Black Phone. Oh, scary. Ooh,
scary. Wow.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
We have our favorite troublemakers, Heidi Hamilton and Frank Kramer, back with us.
That's right.
Love it, love it.
Well, let's start some trouble, all right, Heidi. So all Britney Spears is a married woman with no honeymoon in sight.
What?
What?
Okay.
She has all the time in the world. Why would you go to honeymoon?
Yeah, Brit hit IG after going quiet for a week post-nuptials and revealed her and Sam have been busy trying to get their life together.
Okay.
She said,
haven't been on my honeymoon yet. Got married and moved into a new house around the same time. Not the smartest thing to do.
Hang on a second.
What's
You've
up?
Already lived together.
Yes.
You were living together. All you did was get married. What do you got to get together?
Exactly.
I mean, but like, she just came out of conservatorship. Like, you got to celebrate that.
The thing is getting things ready. That I know they sold their house because they were neighbors of mine, and so they sold the house and they're moving closer to Kevin Federline to be closer to Britney Spears.
So not only, Frank Kramer, not only did you lose Britney Spears, you're also losing Sherry.
Well, Sherry is a neighbor.
I know, Frank's losing all the neighbors.
I guess you're the
neighbors.
Only celebrity left in the
neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood.
Maybe it's me.
They're getting away from your ass.
He understands.
Motorcycle revving at 4 o'clock in the morning. Too much.
All right, guys, it is time for
What the Fashions?
Yes.
Who you got? Yes.
DJ would say yes. And Naomi Campbell was spotted out giving a high-value hot girl summer look. So Naomi was ready to risk it all at the Louis Vuitton show for Paris Fashion Week. The icon showed up looking very pretty in purple, completely braless.
Wow.
Prepared to let it all hang out.
Okay, girl. I love it.
So, well, you know, I got to start with Gary because you are the fashion diva. Gary, are you feeling this braless look?
Exactly. I mean, think about it. Girls don't want to have all those big old melons, honey, and they can't come out without a bra. When you go braless, you're free, honey, and you get to, you know, just trot around and be pretty, honey, and you don't have to worry about, honey, just tumbling over or anything like that. She's just free with her nice little cup sizes. I think it's a
Sherry
perfect
Shepherd,
thing.
Is there any scenario where you could go up braless?
We don't have enough stick-em.
Yeah, no. We don't have enough stick-em.
I think the only way that's happening is if Sherry's on the moon.
That is it. Y'all do not want these suckers going braless.
Wow.
No, so
gravity.
You would get lost in these glows.
When Sherry's wrong, and she just went wrong, it's gravity.
Have you ever had one of your girls, Coco or Chanel, fall out in public?
No, it's too much to fall out.
No. Her boobs are like a baby Joey. It's in that pouch. It is safe. It is hiding away in there.
Well, let me ask you, Heidi, have you ever had Target and Walmart fall out?
Only once at Kohl's. You guys, it's time for another
Dish Gone Viral.
Now, this one is a bit controversial. So,
what?
So, no, listen, it's a bit controversial. So, a Canadian influencer by the name of Alicia McCarville is receiving some hate for having a hot husband.
What?
Makes no
what?
Sense, right? Yeah. Makes no sense. Well, Alicia is what we like to call a BBW.
Mm.
Chewy, anybody know what that means?
Big beautiful women. That's how I like them.
Oh.
Okay, so she's a BBW, but her husband, Scott, is super buff. She posted a video of them wrapped in towels before transitioning into party outfits, and it went viral, and now people are confused as to how her husband could love such a big woman.
Oh, my
awful.
God. Really?
Awful. But here's a bit of what Alicia had to say to her haters.
Be like, I know that people's values don't lie in how well their bodies fit into society's trash beauty standards. And I get it. If this is the way you think, it's the way you've been taught. However, it is your responsibility to unlearn it.
Well, I know one damn thing, honey. I'm just giving up, baby, honey. I mean, look at this man, girl, honey. You know she paying what she weigh. But anyway.
Stop it, Gary.
It is what he likes.
It's what he likes.
But a lot of people say that a guy who's that good looking and that built, he's either gay.
No.
Or he has some sort of fetish.
If this woman is happy with her man,
I'd like to think they're in love.
They're in love.
Who am I?
I think deep down people want this relationship, or they're projecting what they don't have.
They don't have.
They want that. Everybody wants to be loved, yo.
Have you ever dated somebody that people would look at and go, why are those two together? I mean, they'd see you at a booth and you're like,
No. I'm a catch, so I don't know if it's...
I've never dated like probably
the other side. Yeah. I didn't get the heat. They got the heat. I'm awesome.
All right, y'all. We're moving on to Didn't See Dish Coming. Looks like Amazon wants to make memories last. Oh. So the company is developing a system for users to speak to their family members through its Alexa voice assistant, even after they are deceased.
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No.
Yeah. Now the feature.
That sounds like a plot of a horror film.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, the feature, which is still in development, was announced at Amazon's ReMars conference with the demonstration video of a child asking Alexa, "Can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" Alexa confirmed the request with the default robotic voice, then immediately switched to a softer, more human-like tone, seemingly mimicking the child's family member. What do y'all think about
that? That is dark. That was a whole episode of Black Mirror that was about like this
thing.
That's right.
Like, everything that happens on Black Mirror happens in real life within like 2 years.
That's why I stopped watching that.
It makes me think of like the robots. They already know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's what artificial intelligence is. All your information that you put in.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be able to respond how Brat would respond. Yep. So she will basically, it's immortality through a digital realm.
And it's going to be able to.
You'll never die.
I would love a Brat doll to go, "Sherry, I really do care about you. I really do
Can you imagine Alexa with a Gary voice?
Oh,
Jesus. Honey, the door's open.
Yeah.
All right.
You're just Gary saying, pick your boobs up off the floor, bitch.
Lift them.
Aaron Taylor Johnson and his wife, Sam Taylor Johnson, just can't get enough of each other, y'all. Mm-hmm. The couple recently celebrated their 10-year wedding anniversary with a vow renewal party. Congratulations. The couple met on set of Sam's 2009 John Lennon biopic, Nowhere Boy. And at the time, she was 42 and Aaron was 18 years old, y'all. That's how I'm talking about.
Wow.
Now she's 54 and he's 31, y'all.
My thing has always been this, and it's still this, and I know it's judgy, and I'm not saying it's right, but I've always felt this way. If I'm old enough to have changed your diaper, I can't. I can't.
Right.
I just can't.
But some people, what if I'm into that?
Some people are into that.
What's any different what we're doing right now with what everyone was doing to the couple who had the overweight woman with the fit guy? It's like really the same thing.
It's the same thing.
They shouldn't be together.
Because, you know, we all have our preconceived connotations on what's going on. Apparently, she must be loaded, or like, you know, she probably has that man on a short leash.
Well, maybe he has an old soul, though. But maybe he has an old soul.
I imagine these two have like wild, amazing sex.
Sex with somebody his age. That's the problem I have. At 18, you got a lot of your life to live.
True.
And when you get with somebody way older than you, a lot of that is taken away.
And
you,
Sherry, this has got to hit close to home for you, because that would be like,
my son is 17.
Jeffrey in a year brings a 42-year-old woman home and goes, "Mom,
hey, 42-year woman, come to my challenge. I'm going to bust her in her ass." That is not happening.
Yeah.
Up next, is it too late for Justin Timberlake to apologize after a dance he did went viral? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. You missed it. Justin Timberlake got dragged this week for his dance moves at Pharrell's Music Festival. He was giving serious dad vibes at the Washington, D.C. show. Well, JT just apologized for the dance, and check out what he blamed it on.
D.C., I want to apologize to you for two reasons.
Here and here.
I had a long talk with both of them individually and said, "Don't you ever do that to me again." Maybe it was the khakis. This is a real khaki vibe. I'm going to make this up to you.
This guy apologized to DC faster than he apologized to Janet Jackson. JT, let's go, bro.
Listen, faster than he apologized to Jessica Biel for that New Orleans thing.
And apologized to Britney Spears for not being so nice to her.
Who's bringing sexy piggyback.
Oh,
cry me a river.
Ew. If you were going to dance off, dance your life, trying to win Dancing with the Stars, what would you be wearing? You wouldn't be wearing that.
Hammer pants and a tank top.
Yes. I would wear bikers and a crop top.
Crop top.
Why are you body shaming me, Frank?
What are we doing? A strip dance? What are we doing here?
That's how he feels comfortable.
I want to be in P-Valley. Leave me alone.
Okay, y'all know Billie Eilish is a huge star. She headlined Coachella this year.
Yeah.
But you might be thinking she's a bad guy when you hear how she pulled a fast one on her fans. This is what Billie did. Billie used one of her stage outfits to turn a dancer into her body double for the intro to her Coachella set. Nice.
Okay.
She said, "We got a black wig and we put buns in it and we gave her a mask and sunglasses. I put her up at the back of the stage and she stood there while the lights went on and nobody ever knew it wasn't me. Literally, nobody knew."
Okay, that was a great Billie Eilish.
That's pretty great. So I'm looking at you, trying to think who you could stand in for, and I was thinking about...
If you say it, I swear to God, I'm going to leave.
DJ Khaled!
I was going to say Mario Lopez.
See, Frank,
I got you, brother.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Mario Lopez got stung by a bee.
But if I was drunk,
and if I was drunk too, keep going, Sherry. I can't wait till your show starts. Keep going.
Wow, Viola Davis is great on this song, though.
All right, June being Pride Month, I got to give a shout out to gay marriage. I'm married and I'm gay, so I'm shouting myself out. Gay spouses are a great thing to have unless you're Fran Drescher. Ooh. Who's straight.
Oh.
That's when gay spouses aren't so great, when you're straight.
When you're straight.
Other than that.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, Fran Drescher and her ex-husband, Peter Mark Jacobson, split up in 1999 after he came out as gay.
Okay.
They're still the best of friends, though.
Oh,
and when asked if they might ever get married again, Fran Drescher said, "I don't think I'll ever walk up the aisle with anyone, but I do see us growing old together."
Wow. That was awesome.
Do you think that you could ever have a platonic life partner? Like, you live together, you do everything together, you're just like a married couple, but you're just friends.
But sex is such an important part of a relationship.
Yes,
like, sex bonds you even more than, like, sometimes conversation. Like, it's just intimate.
Yeah, exchange of fluids is necessary.
Oxytocin.
Yeah.
Serotonin.
But I always heard there's something called lesbian bed death, where it's like
the LBD.
You start pretty hot and heavy.
What the hell is
and then
that?
You end up being in a platonic female relationship where you stop having sex.
I was in one of those.
And you just go to farmers markets.
I was in the LBD, the lesbian bed death, at one point.
Damn. You was in the LBD?
I was in the LBD.
Well,
yeah, you
know
me. I was really craving OPP, you know what I'm saying?
Other people's pastries. Up next, I'm talking to Ethan Hawke about his new scary movie, The Black Phone. So come right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ethan Hawke, how you doing, baby?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I haven't seen you this mean, bro, since Reality Bites, man. I'm not used to that. I need to calm down. I need to watch some Training Day and watch my man E be good again. So how do you decompress after you shoot something like this, man?
You know, you drive to the beach and go for a long walk and build a sandcastle with your kids and, like, have a cheeseburger and play Crazy Eights, you know?
I mean, and talk to me about the masks. Like, what were your initial thoughts when the first time you saw the masks?
They came in these strange boxes. I'd been fitted for them, and they arrived at my house in these, like, weird box, almost like I was opening a crypt or something, you know?
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw them, and I didn't know that there were going to be so many different masks. I thought they were, like, auditioning one. Okay. And then I realized, oh, I can choose a different mask for a different scene. I found it kind of hypnotic as a way to play with the audience. It's like, now you're going to see this eye. Now you're going to see this one. Now you can see here. Now you're going to, like... And it's clearly somebody wants to cover themselves up in their own home is somebody dealing with some major issues of shame, okay?
Guys, I watched the movie the other night. It was so much fun. Well, it wasn't fun, but it was very scary. Madeline, in the film, your dreams lead you to help your brother. Did you ever think your dream of being an actress would get you cast in one of the scariest movies of the year?
No, never. It was definitely one of my dreams, though. Well, yeah. Like a real dream of mine. But yeah, because these roles, like getting to play Gwen and films like this don't come along very often, so it was such an honor when I got to work on it. And now that it's all finished, I cannot wait for everyone to see it.
You guys are doing lots of bike riding, lots of running. What did you do to stay in shape? Or were you just already like gifted like that, where you just run a 5K on camera?
I'm just that muscular. I know in the film, I also double for The Rock sometimes, if you didn't.
Okay. Yeah. If you were kidnapped by any celebrity, which celebrity would you want to get kidnapped by and why?
That's such a good question.
I gotta say Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Madeline?
Well, I guess because I haven't gotten to meet Ethan yet, so I guess I would say Ethan too.
You haven't met Ethan?
Nope.
Oh my God, okay. That's nuts. That's
my goal, being here, getting to actually meet him in person.
Getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same as I.
Yeah. Do the babies look at you differently now, man? Like, they're like, yo, Pops is kind of lit, or.
They see the poster on the street, and they're like, Dad. We were watching the NBA last night, and the black phone ad came on and said, Ethan Hawke is a monster, or something like that. And my daughter was like, Dad, what'd you do? I'm like, don't worry. I'm not really a monster.
Yeah, Dad's just acting. I'm a good guy. It was such a good time watching this film, and I know everybody else is going to love it, man.
Well, I hope so, from your lips.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, this is the last story of the day, so...
This is it!
All right, well, they say bigger is better, but not for everything. Boudica Longerhan from England... shared her story about how a breast reduction changed her life, taking her from a... Now, guys, I know you're going to start to play the taps music. You're going to be upset. She went from a G cup to a C cup.
Wow. Okay.
Pre-surgery, Boudica says that she felt trapped under her breast, depressed, and that no one should love her, and that guys always assumed she'd be down to get down because of the size of her huge breast. But now her life has changed since the surgery, changed for the better.
Because now she's down to get down because she likes them now.
Would you consider getting a reduction?
No, I'm going to.
Wow.
I'm going to get a breast reduction.
She is going to.
You heard it here, folks. Yeah, I like hers, like little teardrops.
Yeah, but, and she, you know what I got to say? She looks way thinner.
She looks thinner.
She looks way
because
thinner.
Because I think, you know, and I think that it makes your clothes fit better.
Yep.
Like everything's boxy. I got to get it altered.
Right, because it's got to fit up here, but then you got a tiny little waist and a wrapping in your face.
I know that when you go to a doctor for cosmetic surgery, you usually have to take a picture of something that you like yourself and go, I'd like to look like her.
Like so when you get your hair cut.
Do you have a picture of the boobs you'd like to have?
I haven't gotten a picture yet.
Okay. Well, I have one in my wallet.
You cannot teach this, folks. Don't try it.
Why do you have a picture of me?
Chewy. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.